Looks like there could have been a handball there. Did not call it. They haven't been calling those, so that's fine with me. Letting them play on. I mean, if it's something blatantly obvious, you have to call it. But nothing there, as there has been a stoppage of play. As there's some headlights that got turned on in a vehicle. As it's... Can't allow that happen, as there's just a stoppage of play going on there. Letting them know, hey, you got to shut that off. I don't know what's probably saying there's a timer on it. It'll go off in a couple seconds. And that's what they're saying, yep, just it'll be off in a second. So they play on, as it's on way, ball's way on the other side, and it's picked up by the Royals again. Shaw turns the corner. Trying to find a passing lane. She's way far out, and you can see some frustration on her face as what do we got to do to get the ball down low and get a shot? Because that defense is just giving them fits tonight for the Blue Golds. Ball comes loose, and it's on the near side. Race for it. Lucy Dolan goes out the end line, and there should be a corner kick for the Royals. Lucy Dolan going to be taking one. As looking here for the alignment, as Boot the ball goes in, nice placement, no one there. Bounces through, bouncing ball, turned away. Now Shaw has it, getting pushed from behind. Tries to turn the corner, she does. Sharp angle shot, touched off the chest of the Blue Golds. They try to clear it back, no out of bounds. Grauman, she now takes a shot, lob shot. Right into the chest of Grossbach for the stoppage of play. Another big save for the young lady from Aquinas. She's having a good night tonight, and she's not having a too busy of a night as the defense is playing outstanding in front of her. That's goalies. They always say the post is a goalie's best friend. At least in hockey, I would say the defense might be even a better friend. That's not very fair to rank your friends. That's going to hurt someone's feelings. And I don't think the post cares. But the ball gets left up ahead, and a shot wide of the mark. They had perfect height on it under the crossbar, but wide of the mark for the Blue Golds as they nearly drew the second goal as Alexa Mirror was nearly able to tally on another goal. Does not happen, however, as Isabel Ferreira looking to get the kick out of the goal and hit up ahead Maddie Grauman. And she can't hold on to it. It goes out of bounds as there will be a throw-in for the Blue Golds. Blue Golds back on the attack. Up 1-0 over the Royals. These are about 5 minutes into the second half. Clock, not necessarily an enemy for the Royals yet. But with each second that runs off, things ain't looking good. As the ball comes loose, it's in the goal box. Both teams fighting for it, and the Royals come away with it. Isabel Ferreira, she has it now as she looks to get a clear, and it gets knocked out of bounds. A throw-in for the Royals, but the defense is blocking anything that they can get their bodies on, be it a leg, a foot. As a nice spinning move for the defender, but not able to get enough of it. As Addie Voller comes up the far side, she turns, she tries to center it, gets through, tried a last second touch by Dolan, and she couldn't get there. It missed her foot by about 3 inches. That was close, as there's a shot sent in wide of the mark, and it's gobbled up by Grossbach. That was nearly the equalizer. Perfect touch. Puts it in the back of the net, but just a little bit out of the reach of Ashlyn Dolan. That's unfortunate. Man, as now the Blue Golds back on the attack the other way. Wide of the mark. Hintz trying to get there. The defense going to get there first. And Hintz is there. Sharp angled. And she gloves it. Big save for the Royals. That could have been dangerous. That was one of those where you come out and challenge, can't get around, and that worked out for the Royals as now they're back on the move. Ashlyn Dolan taking it up the far side after a big collision at midfield. Booting it down deep, looking for Dolan, and it's an own goal! Royals tie it up! Oh my, 48-09. And the Assumption Royals tie it up on an own goal. My goodness, that is a heartbreaker for the Blue Golds, and we've got a 1-1 soccer game. Oh, my goodness. That's a kick in the teeth if you are a Blue Golds fan. Wow, we're going to have to wait. They'll have to give it to the closest player that got it. I believe if they'd score it like an out for baseball, it would either be the closest player there or the last Royal player to touch it, which I think at that point would have been Shaw or Voller. But we'll await the official scoring at 48-09. The Royals, they draw the game back to even at 1-1. In the words of Terry Stake, the skunk is out of the box for the Royals as they are back in this game and trying to punch their ticket to the sectional final. Ball goes out of bounds, and it is Royals ball as they try to move the ball back up midfield. Ashlyn Dolan with it. Leave pass up to Addie Voller, but the defense yet again gets there first. Ball comes back down deep. The Royals challenging again. Lucy Dolan, she has it. She's getting through the defense. Shot turned away by the defense. Comes right back on the foot of Sarah Shaw. Now Dolan back with it. She's trying to get around the defense. Defense covers for it and clears it back down to midfield. Catherine Steinle gets there first. Picked up by Isabel Ferrer. Now the defense of Aquinas gets even with it. As now sending it down deep was Gildensoff. Lucy Dolan trying to get right around the defense. As now there's been a little bit of spark put in the bellies of the Royals, and they are pushing the ball back down deep, and now there's been a push down, and that will be a goal kick for Aquinas. Coach Wendels is saying, hey, she got pushed down going for the ball. That should be a free kick, basically a shorter corner kick, but the official says no, and we will play on with Aquinas with the goal kick. That is sent up, stopped by Lucy Dolan. Now, of course, now Isabel Ferreira, she tries to center it back. Nobody there for the Royals. As now there's a miscommunication on defense, picked up by Grossbach. There's a little miscommunication there, and that could have been ugly. And that's coming from a guy who knows a lot about ugly. And that could have been a 2-1 game if the Royals had a foot there. But they did not, and that's how we still sit 1-1 at about 50 minutes in to this contest. So, Beth, how about we take a 30-second timeout? We'll be back here with more sectional semifinal soccer in just a moment here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
Are you finally ready to buy furniture that will last? Come into Home Furniture and Design and get an additional 10% off the sale price on any Amish furniture today. Start designing your furniture today at Home Furniture and Design, Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
Well, we got a medical timeout now as down went Ashlyn Dolan. She's got head coach Jim Wendels out there with her right now. And of course, the trainer, Josh, as there was a foul called on that, as there should be. And hopefully Dolan is okay as she's being attended to. Looks like a right leg injury. So we'll leave it at that until we know more. We don't want to prognosticate about what that's a gold letter word for the day, man, as we don't want to guess at what it could be, because these injuries are serious and could potentially be the last game of her high school career, and it, depending on the injury and the outcome of this game. But she's clearly in quite a little bit of pain. So, but hey, one thing I do know about, which normally isn't much, is that high school sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Inc., Home Furniture, Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Paper City Savings, 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids Area CVB, along with our good friends at Homestead Golf Course, where Randy Paul has room and board for all his golfing adventures. Talked to him this weekend at a grad party, and gosh, it was nice talking to Randy again, and he's chomping at the bit to get back there for football this fall. That's just a couple months away, and we've got all kinds of games coming for you in football, and even boys soccer and volleyball, we're hoping. And, of course, the sponsors for Playmakers, Family Natural Foods, and Quality Plus Printing. Really do appreciate all of you. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. WIRI, 105.5 FM, Wiscountry. And you can listen on the radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app. As a lot of tears and a lot of pain on the face of Ashlyn Dolan as she is being carried off the field by the trainer and head coach Jim Wendels. And Paul Vollert goes out to assist as well, as she is hurting. And we wish her nothing but the best, and hopefully she can return to this contest. Don't like seeing that happen to anybody, and hopefully she's okay. Can only hope that she's going to be all right and can come back into this game, as the Royals will have a free kick coming, as it will be on their side of the midfield stripe, understandably, as here we go, and that's taken by Isabel Ferrer, and she boots it and picked up by the defense. Addie Vollert does get a foot on it, as the Royals still continuing with some pressure, as it appears to be more ankle-related. Hopefully she can come back. So severe ankle sprains are part of the game. It's part of life. My girlfriend's niece just sprained her ankle and just went in for a checkup and found out, yeah, she did break it. So that happened to my dad once. He rolled his ankle in the back of the truck, and it was such a bad sprain, the swelling blocked the fracture of the ankle. And a couple weeks later, after it wasn't healing fast enough, went in. When the swelling went down, and oh, son of a gun, you broke your ankle too, Dave. So that was a fun adventure. Always like to have those fun adventures in the medical field. I think we all have stories like that. Like me and my appendicitis, that was a fun one. But I digress, as we got a soccer game to worry about, as the Blue Goals, they get the ball down deep into the goal box, but Royals defense stands tall this time and sends the ball back up. Matty Grauman boots it up ahead midfield, where Bella Thomas is trying to get some speed on there. And Addie Vollert, she boots it way down deep, and that's out of play, and it'll be a throw-in coming up for the Blue Golds. Out comes number 20, Ellie Binsfeld, and in comes Eleanor Paulson. 1-1 soccer game here. Washington Field is... lights really starting to take effect. Kinds of this fun going on. There's a ball being battled over at about midfield. Ball comes down deep. The Royals will get there first. And nearly getting an opportunity on that is Aquinas. As the ball comes back out, the ball comes back towards us. And then it goes out of bounds. Throw in for Aquinas. Booted up ahead. Misplayed by the Blue Golds, as now the Royals trying to pressure. Lucy Dolan tries to get some fancy footwork. Cannot. Ball pops up, and it's going to the far side. Everybody on pins and needles for the potential outcome of this contest, where Aquinas struck first, and defense was looking great, but then an own goal was the difference. An own goal, but was the difference by Aquinas. And that's how we got a tied up soccer game. All kinds of fun going on tonight. Again, got an NHL Stanley Cup game coming up, or tonight, actually. America's team, the Florida Panthers, taking on the Canadian team, the Edmonton Oilers. And then the ball pops loose back down into the defensive zone for the Royals. And it gets sent in and out of bounds. So that will be a goal kick coming up for Haley Hintz. As we play deeper into the second half and no one scores, we'll be going overtime, where it'll be two 10-minute periods. No golden goal. No sudden death or sudden victory, whatever they call it. Now, I call it sudden death. That's what I'll call it. And they then after that, if it's still tied, then we go PKs. So a golden goal basically means if you score, a game's over. No, it does not work that way. You got to play both overtimes. So We've got all kinds of fun stuff coming up here as there is no offsides and the ball comes loose. And there's a shot scooped up by Hintz as that was a close opportunity for the Blue Golds as screaming down the field was Elise Mirror. And she has a shot low and it hit right at the ankles of Hintz to stop that shot because otherwise that was going into the goal. So a throw in on the near side from the Blue Golds. And trying to center it is Aquinas picking up the ball and turning a little bit tougher defense in this half. A kind of a page out of the Blue Golds book is the Royals. Trying to direct traffic is Dolan, Lucy Dolan, that is. The ball comes back out of play. And it will be a substitution. Out goes Elise Mirror, and in comes Morgan Geerling. Throw in for the Blue Golds. Battling for it right in front of us. Ball gets deflected way deep. That is picked up by the Blue Golds. Alexa Mirror trying to get around the defense as she's nearly successful. Shot going far post and just wide of the post by about a foot. Man, that was nearly the two-goal score. Oh, that was not missed by much. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. That was close. As now there will be a goal kick coming up for the Royals. Big shout out to everybody listening tonight. Really very much appreciate it. As that goal kick goes right out of bounds. And now a throw in for the Blue Golds. Again, the Blue Golds this half going from my right to the left. And the Royals going from my left to the right. Getting it around the far side is the Blue Golds centering attempt. Coming up into the box. Picked up by the Blue Golds and it's bouncing and it's cleared out. Stopped at the edge of the box. Cleared out again by the Royals. Addie Vollert trying to get there first as there's a whistle. And it will be a free kick for the Royals. That was a close opportunity there as Royals lucky that that ended the way it did. Midfield, Vollert battling against the defender. They've kind of changed their defensive look, and now there's a collision, and that's last touch by Vollert, so it'll be possession for the Blue Golds. Part of that's out of necessity, I believe, as that own goal really fired up the Royals as they're not so quick to double team Shaw and Vollert as much. Downside is you did lose a very quick set of wheels there with Ashlyn Dolan, who has an ankle injury and does not appear to be coming back to the game. So we wish her nothing but the best. And if the Royals win, hopefully she can play Saturday against Washburn. As I said earlier, Washburn knocked off Regis 2-0 in that sectional semifinal. And there is a loose ball down far end, and the Royals could not get there first. Ball comes back midfield, battling for it as we are right about 57 minutes into the half, or into the game, excuse me, as we are 17 minutes into the second half. Quick moving bunch of action with that own goal. And the Royals just really kicking it up into another gear. I think Coach Wendell's challenged them a little bit as a centering attempt. No one home for the Blue Golds. And the Royals coming away with it. Lucy Dolan, but now she gets her pocket picked right on the edge of the goal box. Dolan, now she picks the pocket. A little thievery both ways as the ball comes out of bounds near side. And it will be a throw-in for the Royals. Wasn't sure of the call right away, but it is the Royals. And picking it up now is Isabel Ferreira. She intended up ahead to Bella Thomas. Thomas trying to challenge, now picked up by Shaw, right to her. Shaw gets her passing attempt blocked and sent up ahead where Catherine Steinle's trying to get there first. Steinle does. She's got room. She turns, leaves it up ahead to Ferreira. Ferreira gets around her defender, boots it back up towards midfield. Thomas, nice little pass intended for Dolan. Missed the opportunity there as the ball goes out of bounds. And it is a throw-in for the Royals. Yes, it is. First, they're changing throw-in athletes as Catherine Steinle throws it in. Lucy Dolan right in front of us as she turns the ball. Gets it up to Ferreira. Boots it up ahead where Aquinas sends it back down deep. Ball just being passed back around, back and forth about midfield as No, the Royals trying to gather possession of it. Now Aquinas seems to be finding a little bit more solidified play after that own goal where they got a little flighty. They are now starting to come back into a more sustained bit of play, as there will be a throw-in coming up here in just a moment for the Blue Golds. Throw-in coming by Rachel Geigermeier. Throw-in picked up by the Blue Golds, Hayden Zerhan. She sends it deep, and that's played by Hintz as she grabs loose ball. Now she's looking where to send it as she boots it back towards midfield, intended for Eddie Vollert. So she intends Eddie Vollert. Beth, how about we take a 30-second break, and we'll be back here with more Assumption Royal Aquinas girls sectional semifinal girls soccer, where it's a 1-1 game. So we'll be back here in 30 seconds on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
And of course, when I call for a timeout, some interesting things go on as the Royals just had a corner kick. I think they're third of the half as that one comes in right where it needs to be, sharp angled, and gets turned away just wide of the goal. So now it'll be a goal kick for the Blue Golds. Under 20 minutes left to go in regulation. 1-1 soccer game from Washington Field as there is a whistle being called. I guess they get to redo it. Huh. No, well, whatever. Ah, that's what it was. Official wasn't ready. So you guys got to slow her down. We're not going anywhere. We got a game to figure out. As now they are ready. And Aquinas boots it. And it goes deep. And picked up. Both sides have had chances at it. As the Blue Golds still trying to get it back out of their zone. Ball goes out of bounds. Throw in for the Royals. And there's Bella Thomas with the far side. Trying to get around the defense using her speed. State champion speed. And she gets her pocket picked. Goes back the other way. As we continue to play on. And now there's a deep pass. And the Blue Golds trying to get behind it. Excellent defense play by Geralyn Ferreira. As she's able to pick the pocket and send it back the other way. Lucy Dolan tries to send it up ahead, picked up by the defense, and the ball comes back towards midfield. Isabella Ferreira for the Royals sends it up ahead. Bella Thomas sends it. A little bit of slip, down she goes. A little bit of rain that we had that appears to have stopped, dissipated as the umbrellas went away. I thought Rihanna left. But anyways, I'll leave that choke there for other people. As down comes the ball, and down the other way go the Blue Golds. Is trying to get numbers there, and they're starting to, holding up, trying to get around the defense. Centering attempt goes high, picked up out of the air by Hintz, as that's a heck of a save for the Royals. And they preserve the 1-1 score as she boots it towards midfield, where we have Eddie Vollert picking it up for the Royals, looking up ahead to hit Bella Thomas. A misplay by the defense, a rare misplay by the defense for the Blue Golds. And the ball comes back out to Sarah Shaw, then up ahead to Maddie Grauman. She's trying to hit Lucy Dolan on the run. The defense got there first, and now back the other way goes Aquinas up middle of the field. Trying to get there first is Geralyn Ferreira. She can't quite play it right, as here comes the Blue Golds trying to center it. They do. Gets through the scrum. There is going to be a 1-1 shot, and it goes way high. It got sent way high. High the crossbar. Not the way that Morgan Geerling wanted to do it, but she did. As in comes substitution, Elise Mirror and Rachel Geigermeier in and out for the Blue Golds is Molly Swift and Morgan Geerling. So, goal kick for the Royals taken, I believe, that by I believe that was by Elena Gildensoff. And now the Royals on the attack is Bella Thomas. Nice little side pass to Lucy Dolan. Dolan trying to come back up, and she gets the ball taken away and sent way out of play, as there will be a throw-in here for the Royals. 64-50 into the contest. About 15 minutes left to go in regulation. Again, if we are still tied, there will be two 10-minute overtimes. And if they're still tied, then they go to penalty kicks. And if there's a best of five there, and if they still are tied after that, then it is each, it's a best of one. Then it's a best of one. And if that does not settle it, well, then we have to start sending school administration in. Actually, that's not how it goes. They just keep going until someone makes it and the other doesn't. But I'd like to see Joe Berghauser kick a penalty kick. Wouldn't that be cool? That'd be funny. I don't know how cool, but it'd be funny. I would laugh. You know who I've heard's got a pretty good shot is Bob Berghauser. As the ball comes thrown in, and there's a Royals going for it. It kicked out of bounds by the Blue Golds. Oh, corner kick coming as they were getting beaten and speed as the Royals were crashing the net, and that was their only option other than short of falling on the ball, but then you get a penalty kick. So, corner kick for the Royals, and that gets booted back, still playing for it, Dolan and Ferreira. Battling for it, Royals. Grauman, she tries a low shot, gets turned away by the defense. Back the other way now is Aquinas. Ball right about midfield. And now booted onto the other side of the field and out of bounds by the Blue Golds, as there will be a throw-in coming up here as the light's taking full effect here at Washington Field. Beautiful late spring night. Early summer, you could say. Saw some fireflies last night when I was outside for a couple seconds. That was cool. As ball gets cleared out of play, and there will be a throw-in for the Royals. Blue Gold's kind of playing a little bit back on their heels right now, and they have been ever since that own goal. That's a tough situation, and I give them a lot of credit. They're playing hard, as it's essentially a scoreless game as the ball slips through, cleared by the Blue Golds, and now they are trying to take charge here as a little lob pass goes up into the Royals zone. Picking it up is Gerlin Ferreira. Outstanding defense by the young lady. She kicks it back in to the Royals offensive zone, but yet another throw-in as out goes Molly Swift comes back in, and out goes Rachel Gegemeyer. So, we'll have a throw-in for the Blue Golds with about 13 minutes left in regulation. 1-1 soccer game between Aquinas and the Royals. Throw-in coming for Aquinas. Who, if there's a goal to be scored here late, that could be the game winner. We know soccer isn't exactly the most point-prolific sport. And it can... Hockey, similar to hockey. And it... Boy, it could get very interesting really quick, as we saw what happened earlier as the battle for the ball on the other side. Royals come away with it. Gerlin Ferreira sidestepping defense, and now there is a free kick coming for the Royals. Free kick coming up, as it appears that was Isabel Ferreira. Then sending it deep, Matty Grauman looking for Vollert and Thomas. As there's another whistle, as it will be another free kick for the Royals. This time on their side of midfield. So we'll see what happens here. They're shortening up that field that get a weird bounce, as we saw. We don't know what could happen. Either way, the winner of this game, we do know, will play Washburn on Saturday. Washburn took down Regis 2-0. Surprised at that, personally. But got to play the game. As Gerlin Ferreira to take the free kick. And she boots it, trying to get everybody onside. Now it's a foot race. Coming up, Sarah Shaw is trying the first one there. But it's scooped up by Grossbach. Good play there by the keeper from Aquinas as she boots it back towards midfield. Picked up by Lucy Dolan, however. And now just trying to get possession is Aquinas, and they do. Near side, Blue Golds. Played up, little physical play there by Olivia Moss. Then up ahead to Ferreira. Near side, Vollert, centering pass, looking for Thomas. Thomas, a little bit of batting the ball around with her feet. Sends it over back to Vollert. Cleared back down to Isabel Ferreira. She's getting back there to reset the offense. Turning around against the defense, and now she tries to center it. Defense gets there first and clears it all the way back past midfield as it's a 3-on-1 situation. Three Royals, one Blue Gold. Now the numbers starting to even up as the defense gets there first. Carly Halbersma sends it back towards midfield. Now all the Blue Golds with it again. Sarah Shaw giving trouble as Isabel Vollert now trying to get back behind the defense, and they do. Cleared by Ferreira. As that was a near opportunity for the Blue Golds, as it looked for a split second that Alexa Mirror was about to go in on a 1-0 situation, but it did not happen, however, as Ferrer cleared it. Throw in from the Blue Golds, and now a centering attempt for Aquinas. Maddie Grauman, however, does get there first, and then there is a whistle and a foul against Grauman, as there was a little bit of a tackle there. Anna Binsfeld fell down. And there will be a free kick coming for Aquinas, and they send it in right away. Haley Hintz, a little bounce right in her feet and then right into her gloves as she makes the save. They tried to catch her sleeping, and she was wide awake. So good for her as she boots it back towards midfield. 71 minute of the game has Aquinas. A little miscommunication on a pass. As ball back up to midfield. There's a mad rush for it, and it's picked up by Grossbach. As she will now play it. Beth, how about we take a 30-second timeout, and we'll be back on 105.5 for the exciting conclusion of regulation here between the Royals and Blue Golds.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
My jam this time of night. Got to wear the sunglasses as it's getting close here for overtime, as there's been a lot of physical play. And now a whistle, as that will be a foul against the Blue Golds. And not very happy with it. It was the young lady from lacrosse. But there will be a free kick coming up now, as it is 72-30 in regulation. 8 minutes remaining before potential overtimes. So, ball bounced all the way back to midfield. Defense coming to it for Aquinas. Aquinas playing way more defensively in the second half, as both seems like the teams kind of flipped scripts a little bit, as the Royals were on their heels most of the first half, as there was a push, a big push there, as motions are running high in this one. As motions are running high. That was an interesting one. There's kind of a warning, hey, don't push, as there's a free kick coming up for the Blue Golds, but now turned around the other way is the Royals. Bella Thomas trying to get around the defense. She does. She's leaving a short. And a goal! Bounced off the goalie in the net, and the Royals go up 2-1! Sharp-angled shot by Bella Thomas hit the goalie in the gloves, and she couldn't get a hold of it and slid past the goal line, and it's a 2-1 lead Assumption over Aquinas. Oh, boy. Talk about bounces. That was it, as at time of goal, 73-22, the Royals go up 2-1. Boy, oh boy, you go from winning state titles in track to possibly scoring the game-winning goal. You couldn't ask for much more for the Royals. Great job, young lady, as the Royals, they just got to hold on for about 7 more minutes, and they're moving on to the sectional final. Boy, oh boy, we have something going on here, as we get closer and closer to that magic moment. Not one shiny moment. That's a couple months ago. As the Royals with the ball again. Addie Vollert, she takes a shot. That one scooped up there by Grossbach. As now you're seeing a little more urgency being played by the Blue Golds. Going to talk to Coach Jim Wendels after the game and try to find out what the message was, because it's a flip of the script, and now the ball comes loose, going back into the defense zone, and the Royals are there. Sarah Shaw playing a little more defensively now, try to preserve that lead. The Royals, they don't have to challenge. They just got to play good defense now for about the next 6 minutes, a little less than 6 minutes, and we will be on to the next round as we will find out location. Word on the street was if Washburn won and Rapids won, Assumption won, it would probably be up in Rhinelander. Whereas if it was Regis and Assumption, probably be at Everest. So we'll see the official word, but it sounds like it will be at 4 p.m. on Saturday, no matter where they play. So the ball comes back down. The ball's loose in the goal box, and it's cleared away by the Royals as the Blue Golds had a stab at it. Under 5 minutes left to go in regulation. Boy, we have had a good one tonight. As they're discussing the sub situation that the Royals go to make a sub. They have to stop the clock for that. As now the sub comes in for Aquinas, and that will be Liv Dickinson. As she's coming in to the game for Ellie Binsfeld. Royals with a goal kick. Not exactly rushing. They don't have to, but they can't stall it. As can't be stalling as the ball comes up. Played by Lucy Dolan. A little bit of a turnover. And down on the other end of the field, you can see the keeper, Madeline Grossbach, crouched down. Not very happy with herself as the Royals starting to get a little bit of a rush. Getting there first is Lucy Dolan. Big collision. And now they say foul there. That was more drawn on by Dolan. So free kick coming up for the Blue Golds as they're running out of time, folks. Under 4 minutes to go. Royals 2-1 lead over the Blue Golds. Shame somebody's got to lose this one, because this has been one heck of a game. I'm very happy and fortunate that I was able to bring it to all of our wonderful listeners tonight. Thank you for bringing me into your vehicles, your garages, your houses, your computers, wherever you may be listening. Near, far, everywhere. As the ball comes back up midfield, Aquinas running out of time. Clock is their enemies now. As the Royals now have it, trying to charge back up as Dolan, just try to get it deep and hold up time is the best she can do. As she's using her speed, get around the defense. She's getting held up a little bit, and now it's picked up by the defense. Around the edge of the goal box, a little fancy footwork. Down goes Dolan as the Blue Golds, they've got to rush back up. We are under 3 minutes left to go as the Royals turn it back over. Bouncing in, picked up by Grossbach, and she's got to go. She's going to have to really boot this one, and she does. She gets it just about midfield. Catherine Steinle does a good job on defense as she stops it, goes to send it back. And bouncing back, free ball going for it. Played up ahead by Hintz as she gets it out of there, up to Steinle, up ahead to Isabel Ferreira. Ferreira playing with the ball, trying to get it back up midfield. She does. She launches it past half field, up to Lucy Dolan. Dolan on the far side, trying to get it up ahead to Grauman, who fell, and she's going to be whistled for a tackle. So a free kick coming up Royals. I thought they were going to get her for a handball when she fell and touched it. So, man, that's a fortunate bounce. We are officially under 2 minutes. 2 minutes to go in the contest. Assumption up 2-1 over the Blue Golds. Free kick comes bouncing in, scooped up by Grossbach as ball gets sent up deep. And that's looking at the rest of this contest. Looks like they're doing a little bit of a splint job on the young lady for the Royals who That's never a good sign for her ankle, so we wish her the fastest of recovery in what might be her final soccer game, judging by the injury. So hopefully young lady will be all right as the Blue Gold's trying to send the ball down deep in the goal box. Bouncing around, cleared up by Sarah Shaw. That's a huge clear right there as we are approaching a minute 20 left in the game. Addie Vollert, she just boots it back, giving chase Bella Thomas. As she gets there first, as there's a little bit of a push. As there is a push, and that will be a foul against Aquinas. So free kick coming, Royals, with less than a minute to go. Less than a minute to go, and we are moments away from the Royals moving on to the sectional final for the first time in, well, since 2022. Free kick, Addie Vollert sent right into goal, caught this time by Grossbach. As she's looking for somewhere to go with it, and she's got to hurry. We're under a minute left to go, as we're just about 30 seconds left to go in the sectional semifinal contest. Lucy Dolan with it. Royals just got to hold it down deep. Don't get your emotions too ahead of you and get a red card now, as both teams are getting really frustrated out there physically. The Royals by being pushed around, and Aquinas by losing by a goal, 2-1. Under 30 seconds left to go. Under 15 seconds left to go. As the Royals just keeping it deep. The Royals are going to move on. Royals under 10 seconds. Addie Vollert takes a shot in wide of the goal. 4-3-2-1. And there is your game winner for the Assumption Royals as they take care of business this evening as the Assumption Royals take down Aquinas 2-1 here at Washington Field. So we will go over some numbers as the team runs over and hugs Ashlyn Dolan. Big hugs, tears all over the place for the young lady who saw her game come to an end with an ankle injury. And we wish her nothing but the best there. As what we will do is teams going through the handshake line, getting the very happy Royal totals. And we will be back here with the post-game show. So, Beth, come back in about a minute, and we will have the happy totals for the Royals here on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Well, boy, that was exciting. As the Assumption Royals, they needed two second-half goals to take care of business. And, man, that was an effort. That was an effort for both sides. Very unfortunate that either team had to lose that one, as this was very, very entertaining. Aquinas, they struck first as at 8:19. Anna Bensfeld got the goal, and that's really all it took in that first half, as it was a 1-0 lead for the Blue Golds at the half. That half, boy, that was the outstanding defensive effort by the Blue Golds as they really clogged up the middle, preventing the Royals from too many passing lanes. And they were being frustrated left and right. But 8 minutes into that second half, it all changed as Sarah Shaw was awarded a goal with an assist to Ashlyn Dolan, as it appeared from our angle that it was an own goal that went into the back of the net. But either way, the Royals were able to come up and tie the game. That's how things went, is now this time it was the Royals who were clogging up the lanes and keeping the ball on the attacking zone and had the Blue Golds back on their heels a little bit. And that all culminated on a sharp-angled shot along the end line that bounced off the gloves of Aquinas keeper Madeline Grossbach and into the back of the net for Bella Thomas. First game back since winning track and field state titles. She used her speed all game, and she actually used some pretty fancy footwork to get that ball into the back of the net. And that's where the Royals took a 2-1 advantage and never let it back up. Aquinas, they did get whistled for one yellow card, and that was at 50-41. I believe that was on the tackle that injured a Royal player, as she is being attended to right now, still throughout the game. She's okay, just an ankle injury. It appears that we have nothing but the best wishes and hopes for her as the Royals prepare for the next round. That next round, Saturday, 4 o'clock against Washburn. We have the site yet to be determined officially by the WIIAA, but according to my sources, probably up in Rhinelander. As it is 4 o'clock, the site is still TBD, to be determined, but that's just what Coach Wendell said. So we will, when we find out, you'll find out. And we'll see if we can bring that game to all of our wonderful listeners here on the airwaves of 105.5 WIRI. Again, we want to thank everybody that makes these broadcasts possible. As high school sports, proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Inc., Home Furniture, Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson Sons Chrysler Jeep, Paper City Savings, 8th Street Auto, and Wisconsin Rapids Area CVB, along with Homestead Golf Course, and Family Natural Foods, Quality Plus Printing. WIRI sincerely appreciates and supports all of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. WIRI 105.5 FM, West Country. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app. Well, that was about as exciting as you could have it without going PKs. And the Royals of Assumption, one step closer to state as they take down Aquinas 2-1 here in their final home game of the season. So that'll do it for this broadcast. Really want to appreciate everybody and thank everybody for it. As I mentioned, all of our sponsors that make these games possible. Big thank you back at the studio, Beth. Really appreciate it. Awesome job as always. You don't get to do too many games together, but you do an outstanding job. Really appreciate what you do. So for myself, Mike Comer, you, everybody out there, have a great night. Have fun. Be safe. Stay dry. Stay warm, too. That'd always be a plus. And we'll catch you next time here on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture, Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett's septic pumper trucks come a-rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call, 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff.
gonna make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw!
Well, it's been a long time, glad to see your face. I knew we'd meet again another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light. And you look like you're doing all right, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight, but I guess I'm doing all right. They thought we were crazy, but we had the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing all right. Oh, I'm all, I'm all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing all right. This evening, and God only knows when I'll see you again. Just send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family and tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I guess I'm doing all right.
And classics for all of Central Wisconsin. You've got them right here on 105.5 WIRI.
Walking down the street, hand in mind, it don't keep them other guys. And that one eyes are looking at you. But it's alright, and that's okay. Who could blame them anyway? You're so pretty and you ain't even got a clue. Cause everywhere we go, girl, you're the star of the show. And everybody's wondering and wanting to know. What's your name? Who's that girl with the prettiest smile in the world? But what gets me the most is you don't even know that you are.
You are.
And everybody's wondering and wanting to know, what's your name? Who's that girl? Luckiest guy in the world. No one gets me the most. Is
Wisconsin Rapids, home for country favorites and classics. 105.5 WIRI.
It's been one of them, clock it in, knock it out, clock it out, about to kick off the weekend. There's a stretch of black top, I ain't never seen a cop, so I'm pushing it a little past 10. Pulled a little money from the bank, put it in a tank, shined up the windshield glass. Don't know where the night might lead, ain't nowhere to be, but I gotta get there fast. There's a cold beer calling my name, feel a good time coming, got a new song humming, and the sunset's doing its thing. Feeling lucky as a seven, yeah. Sometimes heaven is a pocket full of payday green. And my baby put sugar on me. Yeah, it's sure been a pretty damn good day. And there's a cold beer calling my name. Yeah.
Woo. Come on.
If there's a hillbilly rock show, I'll be in the front row holding up a red big flame. Or wrap around porch with a citronella torch. Yeah, you know I'm down either way. There's a chance that tonight might be the night that away. I ain't ever gonna forget you. Everybody's turning it up. I got a little buzz and I ain't even had one yet. There's a cold beer calling my name. Feel a good time coming. Got a new song humming and the sunset's doing its thing. As a seven, yeah. Sometimes heaven is a pocket full of payday green. And my baby put sugar on me. Yeah, it's sure been a pretty damn good day. And there's a cold beer calling my name. It's calling my name. There's a cold beer calling my name. It's calling my name. Cold beer calling my name. It's calling my name.
Come on.
Yeah. I'm gonna put a little chill in my weekend.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Said comb your hair, she said some kids don't, and her parents' dreams went up in smoke. They said you can't leave. She said, yes, I will. They said, don't see him. She said, his name is Bill. She's on a roll and it's all uphill. She's a wild one with an angel's face. She's a woman child in a state of grace. When she was 3 years old on her daddy's knee, he said, you can be anything you wanna be. She's a wild one running free. She loves rock and roll. They said it's Satan's time. She thinks they're too old. They think she's too young. The battle lines are clearly drawn. She's a wild one.